The Clarkton Bridge Alliance, a group of Halifax and Charlotte County residents, wants to preserve the bridge for walking, biking, and sightseeing. The Virginia Department of Transportation has appointed funds to demolish the bridge, but has indicated it will give the bridge away if an owner could be found. According to Clarkton Bridge Alliance spokesman P.K. Pettis, it would cost approximately $218,000 to repair the bridge for pedestrian recreational use.
We can open Clarkton Bridge to the public for these recreation and tourism purposes for a cost of about $218,000. And that includes the underwater work, repairing the damaged support pier, and then fixing the decking with rails and that kind of thing. Secretary Clement himself has written to the Clarkton Bridge Alliance and said the money from demolition would be available to prepare it for public access for recreation use.
Ms. Pettis said VDOT would make the demolition funds available to assist with the preservation of the bridge if an owner can be found. APVA Preservation Virginia has said it would be interested in interim ownership of the bridge until a permanent solution to the ownership issue could be found.
VDOT has said they will give it to whoever will take it and make those demolition funds available. So this organization, Preservation Virginia, which has now reviewed the situation and agreed that they will undertake interim ownership of this bridge for a period of years, giving us more time to work out the issues of long-term permanent public ownership. They will take interim ownership as soon as we can get this process in motion.
In order for Preservation Virginia to assume ownership of the bridge, it must also secure ownership of the adjoining land and the access road, Route 620.
VDOT discontinues use of a public right-of-way, which then ultimately, in the case of Route 620, that right-of-way reverts to the underlying landowners. And it is only when they become the owners of the fee simple, have clear title to the property, that they are then in a position to convey that title to this group, Preservation Virginia.
VDOT has agreed to begin the discontinuance process of Route 620, but could not do so until requested by the Board of Supervisors of both Halifax and Charlotte counties. Supervisor Ronnie Vaughn made the motion for a resolution to ask VDOT to proceed with the process to discontinue Route 620. His motion was seconded by Supervisor Doug Bowman, and the motion passed unanimously. Resident engineer Joe Barkley said VDOT could begin by posting a willingness for a public hearing and to receive public comment for a 30-day period. For WHLF First News, this is Kathy Cole reporting.